It's Free Talk Live. You take control of the phones. Bring up anything. 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have live streaming. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them totally free. Go and enjoy them on us, freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. To the phones we go. It is a show about your calls. Let's talk to Manuel in Iowa. Manuel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Good,
quite
so.
Well.
Well, I just want to make a comment about rights issue and an example that I want to throw out to the listeners who might have communist or socialist tendencies.
Okay.
If you say that rights apply to everyone, then it doesn't matter how big the population of a society is, right? So if you're in an island with two people and you say, I have a right to transportation, the other person has to carry you.
Yeah.
Or if you have a right to health care, that person suddenly becomes a doctor. If you have a right to eat, then the other person is suddenly your slave.
That's awesome.
You know? So, I mean, there are probably some... At some point, it might break down, but...
What would you end up having on
that island, you would both have the right to bear arms. You could both get a big stick or, you know, like a whole bunch of coconut cannonballs.
Well, it would be all right if one of the people on the island believed he had the right and the other person on the island just thought that he had to serve the other individual.
Right.
But if both of them believe they have a right, then you'd have a situation where one of them would say, I have a right to some coconuts. Go get them. But I have a right to the coconuts. Please go get them for me.
Mm-hmm.
I have a right. You'd have a shouting match, and then
right.
one would kill
so,
the other. And then when you have one person left, then what do you got?
He doesn't have any rights to any coconuts then, does he?
Nope, not at all. That's an excellent way to really boil down the issue, Manuel. Excellent. What else is on your mind?
Well, I guess, I mean, the issue of whether there are rights or not, that's really complicated. I mean, sometimes I'm not even convinced myself. But if you say that the rights are to prevent conflict over scarce resources, then that makes a little more sense. Therefore, you have a right. A right would then be the ability to control that which you have a possession of, and thus becomes yours after.
But again, I mean, the issue is, where do rights come from? How is it we know they really exist? I mean, it's just something nice that people say, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of philosophical debate. You can read there's some very good stuff over at antistate.com.
Okay.
And you can read about argumentation ethics by Hans Hermann Hoppe.
Yeah, if you really like getting into the nitty gritty.
That's really hardcore.
That stuff, yes. Excellent call, Manuel. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
800-259-5791. So I think
it's
nice.
Yeah, the way you can figure out whether it's a right or not is if you boil it down to a few people on an island.
That's brilliant. I don't know. Just because it says that you have rights in the Constitution, obviously the government doesn't really believe it because they've done a fine job of destroying them. And people obviously don't believe or care about them, because if they did, they would have stood up to the government as it was destroying those rights. So, I wish I could say I believed them, but I don't anymore. Sorry. 800-259-5791. What do you guys think?
I have a right to have a snow penis in my yard.
Well, I think that you should have the ability to control your own property. Manwich? Rights.
I'm wondering about that whole endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights thing, because if their creator was really concerned about rights, how come they've just really shown up recently? And how come he's not looking out for them whenever, you know, when San Francisco...
Why doesn't he defend their rights?
I don't know. I mean, it's weird. I mean, obviously, we are...
Inalienable.
Preaching. Yeah.
Inalienable means that they can't go away, right?
That's true.
You can't destroy these things. But they have...
And they are destroyed all the time.
Destroyed. Bit by bit, they have been chipping away at them, and now we have tyranny.
You still have the right. It's just that they've taken it away.
The right is severely impeded by...
Men with guns.
They don't respect the right. With guns do not respect the right.
Right. You have the right as long as there aren't men with guns around to stop you. Hey, by the way, I wanted to share what Manuel shared via email, because I had been looking for an example of the ACLU being anti-liberty. Because in today's day and age, with the Bush administration trampling on people's liberties, the ACLU seems to be the golden boy. I mean, they seem to be standing up consistently every single time for pro-liberty, from the pro-liberty stance. Well, he provided a great example, and it's straight from the ACLU's website. Here's how they feel about individual rights for guns. Quote, "We believe the constitutional right to bear arms is primarily a collective one, intended mainly to protect the right of the states to maintain militias to assure their own freedom and security against the central government."
Really? That's what the Founding Fathers had in mind?
That's what they believe. In today's world, that idea is somewhat anachronistic, and in any case would require weapons much more powerful than handguns or hunting rifles. The ACLU therefore believes that the Second Amendment does not confer an unlimited right upon individuals to own guns or other weapons, nor does it prohibit reasonable regulation of gun owners, such as licensing and registration.
I think that the ACLU either doesn't know how to read, or just...
That's what I have to say.
Indeed. Yeah. They just don't know how to read, or just stop when they feel like it, because in the Second Amendment, there's the bit about the militia, and then...
Can you pull it up, man?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't have mine with me.
He always has it handy-dandy.
And then it says, the right of the people to keep and bear arms.
Right.
See, they...
Maybe that's why they think it's collective, because the people sounds sort of...
But they list the militias right above. And they just, there's a distinct difference between militia and people.
I happen to agree with you, Jason, but anyway, so that's what the ACLU thinks. So, yeah, they're not all pro-liberty, and I really appreciate Manuel for bringing that up. And, of course, it is the right to bear arms that, I mean, presuming that we do have these things called rights, and we'll just pretend like we do, it's the right to bear arms that is supposed to protect us from an overbearing government. That was the reason why that was put in there, because the guys that wanted the Bill of Rights put in, they realized that the Constitution created a pretty powerful central government.
Certainly did.
That's why the Bill of Rights was attached to the Constitution. Because they thought, oh my gosh, if we don't enshrine the rights of the people, if we don't put it down on paper right now...
Then history will repeat itself.
Well, then, yeah, this government's going to grow out of control so fast, and these things should keep it in check. And number two is what, Manwich?
A well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, to the security of a free state... The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Now,
that's pretty clear.
There is a punctuation in between those two phrases. Is there not? Is a comma or a semicolon or something?
Comma.
Something that clearly indicates that they are two different statements.
Mm-hmm.
People,
absolutely.
Militia.
And really, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, has ended up just being a point of contention between people. It's ended up being something where people just kind of have a little spat over what they think it means. Well, I interpret it this way, and I interpret it this way. Well, it's in plain English. I mean, it makes sense to me when I read it, and I'm certainly not a scholar or anything like that.
A militia is made up of citizens. I mean, that's a citizen
group. That's correct.
Group.
Correct. Yes.
So the citizens have to get their guns from somewhere. They're not handed out at the storeroom when this was written. I mean, this was written in the 1700s. There was not much for an army anyway.
There were no citizens.
You might find this interesting, man. You might find this interesting about militias. At least in the state of New Hampshire, there is some sort of law on the books that says that every single man over the age of 18 is a member of the state militia and must serve at the pleasure of the governor.
Wow.
So maybe they're not all voluntary organizations. I don't know how it is throughout the rest of the 49 states, but I don't like that, obviously. I don't think that I'm a member of anything unless I've opted in to be a member. Thank you very much.
Makes sense.
800-259-5791. So the Bill of Rights... Great intentions. They really did have great intentions, and it has slowed the growth of government.
And the Bill of Rights was only an experiment in...
The whole thing was an experiment.
Yeah, personal freedom, and it...
It's failed as a result of apathy.
I think we can
improve
on it.
It's failed as a result of people just not paying attention, people just kind of figuring that the other guys would pay attention, when in fact nobody's paying attention except for the politicians, and those are the ones that want more power for themselves, and they are grabbing it with, for instance, George Bush and this whole NSA thing. Let's talk about that coming up. Some of their excuses. We'll read some of them for you. 800-259-5791. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved
medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. Wednesday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And man, you bring up what you want to, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have updates. If you go to updates.freetalklive.com, you can sign up for them. And then whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll get it in your email box if you go to updates.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jeff in Colorado. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, you guys are having all the fun. You guys are down there with Ybor City. Yeah, Nightclub Bro. Yeah, I know all about it. Yeah, you guys are having too much fun down there. Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about the NSA and, well, first of all, how they play a role, as well as, the Federal Bureau of Investigation does in the Patriot Act. And, you know, they're spying on American citizens just as well as the FBI is using the Patriot Act. I mean, you know, both of these agencies together.
Right. Why do we even need the Patriot Act? I mean, if they're just going to go and do what they want to do, why is everybody even putting up a fight over this whole Patriot Act thing? I mean, just they're just doing what they want.
Yeah, the senators filibustered it. I've been calling a lot of senators lately and telling them, you know, there's already been several federal court rulings that have ruled certain provisions of the Patriot Act are unconstitutional. The ACLU is blasting Bush and, you know, some of the agencies for what's been going on. And, you know, just like President Bush said a year ago, he said, oh, well, you know, we have to get a warrant for a wiretap. Now, a year later, he flip-flops and says something completely different. Well, I hope they spy on me because they'll find out that I'm the lap dance instructor. Yeah, maybe I'll go get a lap dance and they'll spy on me in the strip club. How about that?
It wouldn't shock me. I mean, that's the kind of thing these people do. In fact, it's interesting. Jeff, have you ever heard of the show Penn and Teller's BS?
Oh, yeah, yeah, Penn and Teller, yeah.
Did you see that? Have you seen their television show?
No, I haven't, actually.
Oh, it's fantastic. I highly recommend you check it out. I think it was the most recent season. They had an episode where they wanted to find out how vigilant potential government employees would be. They wanted to find out. You know, I always say on this show, you don't have to worry about the NSA or the FBI or the CIA because they're too busy eating donuts to actually do anything that's effective against terrorism or anything like that, or to spy on you. And in fact, when what they did was they set up this truck out in front of a house, they had people responding to an ad, and they were pretending like they were a government agency, like the CIA, for instance, or the FBI. They pretended like they were the FBI, and they said, all right, you can come out here. We're doing a trial run. We want you to come in here and try monitoring this house. There's some, some drug activity. So they had some terrorist. This guy was a suspected terrorist,
right.
And they were supposed to use this camera that you could control with a little joystick. This person that wanted a job as like a security agent was supposed to be watching this one house to see if the guy left.
Right.
Because that was a very simple job. You're supposed to monitor this guy's house to see if he left. Well, here's what they ended up doing. The next door house, they had a little setup going on. They had a lady. They had a lady arrive. And she's a very nice looking lady. And so this lady goes in there. The windows are open. She starts making out with this guy inside the house. They're getting it on. They're having a good old time. And, of course, what do you think the guy with the camera control is watching?
Oh, yeah, he's watching all the fun going on.
Of course he is, while the terrorist sneaks out of his house and gets away. And almost every single one of the potential security employees for the government was watching the sex action instead of doing their job. So I really think people are way too concerned about these security agencies. I mean, yes, they are spying on some people. Yes, they are dangerous, and yes, they're breaking the law. But at the same time, a lot of them are just donut eaters. Thanks for the call, Jeff. 800-259-5791. By the way,
we should stop them if we can.
No, I agree with that. I just think that some people are so worried that the government is this omnipotent being, when in fact it's something made up of a bunch of useless bureaucrats for the most part. No doubt about it. If they want to get you, they'll come after you and they'll get you. No doubt.
Evidence or not, if they have to make it up.
Yep.
But in general, if you're just some guy and they're not specifically out to get you, the odds that they're going to come across you, pretty slim.
Well, but the thing is they every once in a while they have to have somebody to fill a particular hole. We need a couple of terrorists to fit in these terrorist holes.
Right. They need to show that they're doing something. They need somebody to point to say, look, we're keeping you safe.
Yep. And if they're not doing something, then, you know, so hanging somebody out to dry, then it looks like they're not doing anything.
Exactly. It's really like a lot of their security things that they do, whether it be the airport security or whatever, it's all for show, including the people that they arrest. It's all for show. They might not even be guilty people. They just might be people they threw charges at or locked up in a brig to make it look like they did something.
That's what Samuel Arian would say, at least.
Indeed.
Let's go to the phones, too. Oh, by the way, breaking news. Senators reach agreement to extend the current Patriot Act for 6 months while they decide what else to do with it. So,
well, it's a small victory. The Republicans did not want to do that. They wanted just a Patriot Act that went now till the end of the United States, which will be soon thereafter. Let's be clear.
Give them time.
Martial law is not coming too far behind the Patriot Act being, extended ad infinitum. But
let's talk to Patrick in Kentucky. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hello. A few comments.
Yes, sir. Sure.
There's nothing wrong with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Really?
What's wrong is the people in power that do not abide by those.
Well, I'd say what's wrong is the people that aren't in power that aren't paying any attention.
Well,
Because if the people were to pay attention to the fact that these politicians are scumbags, they should be out in front of the capitals of their state houses in Washington, D.C., with torches and pitchforks and weapons and demanding these people's heads on pikes.
Well,
when the government fears the people, there's liberty. When the people fear government, you have tyranny. Which one do we have today?
How do you and I know that they're not out there now? The media's not going to tell us if there's any protests going on. They're not going to cover protests.
That's not true. There's protests that get coverage all the time. For instance, in the state of New Hampshire with the New Hampshire Freedom Movement, nhfree.com, they get press coverage and they barely even have to ask for it.
I'm talking about the major media networks. I mean, I don't even watch television. Another reason why I don't watch TV. But another comment.
Are you telling me though, if there was 1,000 people in Washington D.C. that was storming the Capitol steps with guns and other things like that, which by the way are banned in Washington D.C., that the media wouldn't cover that? I find it hard to believe.
Yeah, they would cover that.
They'd make them out to look like a bunch of crazies, but it would get coverage.
It would take a whole lot more people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, I think that's the problem with the protest movement today is that it's not radical enough. You know?
That's why we're going to New Hampshire. That's why we're part of the Free State Project, because us radicals that actually want to have liberty back in our lifetimes, want to make a difference, and are willing to engage in civil disobedience and that sort of thing, are going to New Hampshire to all stand together for liberty. How does that sound?
Well, that's what it's going to take, and this John Lennon give peace a chance stuff didn't work then, and it's not going to work now.
You know, peace would be great, but we just can't have it around when the government's got a bunch of guns.
Yep, exactly. When the government's got a bunch of money, too, and the ability to print more at will. Thanks for the call, Patrick.
Exactly.
800-259-5791. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. Because even if people did stop paying their taxes, they could just print more, which is what they do. They can just inflate the money supply. You don't even really have to pay your taxes. Just make some more. 800-259-5791. 91. Let's go to the email box. This one from Jerry, and he wants to talk about the FCC. He wants to talk about regulation. He wants to talk about monopoly. Since we talked about monopoly earlier this hour, this is your show. You take control of the phones. Don't bring up anything. If you call in, we won't read the email. It's up to you. This is your show. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol. Which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Want to be more popular than Santa at holiday festivities? While you're standing under the mistletoe, wow fellow partiers with this automotive version of the name game. When I come back, Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Heck with those reindeer games, Rudolph. This automotive name game will impress even Vixen. Fiat isn't the name of a person, but of the Italian company that makes cars. Fabbrica Italiana Automobili Torino. FIAT.
Volkswagen is German for people's car. Mercedes, as in Mercedes-Benz, was a daughter of the consul who had rights to sell Daimler's cars in several European countries. And Volvo is Latin for I roll. Now, happy mistletoeing. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com where we have the archives, the last 8 months of the show, as a matter of fact, right there on the front page of the website. No logging in. You don't have to dig around through the website to find our archives. They're right there, freetalklive.com.
When it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers, fresh from their growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet in a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. I went and saw that Waterford gift box on the website. Very nice.
Mm.
Order today and get same-day delivery. Call, click, or come in to any of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live for a special savings. I believe it's 10%. 1-800-Flowers.com. It's your florist of choice.
Yes, indeed. 800-259-5791. So Jerry emails us. He says, guys, as a burgeoning libertarian, I'm left with a couple of major questions that I've yet to get a satisfactory answer to.
Me, I've got a bunch, too.
I'm sure I'm not alone, as I've had this discussion with right-wingers at work, and the standard free market rule doesn't apply everywhere. Perhaps you can help us in the discussion. While we're absolutely over-regulated now, some regulation can be good. I would say self-regulation, voluntary regulation, third-party regulation, but not government regulation. He goes on to say, without some centralized specification of standards, we would have anarchy initially, then ultimately leading to a monopoly or oligopoly. Well, as a matter of fact, if you let the market operate, standards happen. Look at VHS. Look at DVD. There was some competition there at first, but things stabilized out, and the market selected what was to be the standard. Now, it could be argued that the market made the wrong choice. It could be argued that beta was better than VHS.
Yeah. Mm. And everybody knows that 8-tracks are a superior form of audio transmission.
But the market spoke, and we ended up with VHS. And, you know, if you wanted something different, you should have bought more beta tapes.
Well, there's still things out there. You can get mini
professionals
discs.
Use beta. Yeah, there's still some other options. And beta is still out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, and also look at the computer industry as well. USB. That's a standard. Those little jacks that you see on the front of all the new computers that you see everywhere.
Lots of different companies.
Yeah. Well, USB is a set of standards that was created by, I believe it was some sort of a group, and then they licensed that product out to the people that want to use it. And people want to use it because they all want to be on the same page. People don't want to have, you don't want to have five different kinds of DVD players and five different kinds of DVDs. All of the Hollywood companies want to have a standard because it increases the likelihood that somebody's going to buy their disc.
Because they demand that.
Right, because if Fox releases their movie on the 4-inch special HD DVD disc, and Disney releases theirs on the 6-inch HD DVD disc, you're going to have two different players, most likely.
Or, seems like it.
You know, they could very easily make it so, well, I want to lock out the competition. I want to have a Fox DVD player. If you want to play Fox DVDs, you have to have the Fox DVD player, and you won't be able to use any other DVD player. But that would make it so that it'd be next to impossible to sell your DVDs.
Well, what they would do in that particular case is they would do the same thing that the Razor companies do. They give away the Razor and then sell the blades.
I see. What you
know, so I've got a free. I've got two free Mach 3 things, and I got them in the mail, and they each had a Mach 3 razor blade blade on the end.
Right.
And I used it, and I'm like, wow, this is a darn good razor.
They are darn good razors.
And I was, you know, I'm skeptical about everything. I wasn't going to buy that thing for $70.
They sold you though.
They gave me the free one, and now I do get them at the store. I buy them.
Those blades are not cheap.
No, they're not. $7 for a replacement of four of them or something.
I'm too cheap to buy those things. Well, I always buy the cheap erasers.
You know, I shave
again,
I don't have to shave
every day, right?
Yeah.
You actually have to go out and be in front of people. So he says, for example, look at the 802.11 versus cordless phones. 802.11 is the wireless internet thing. Wireless, if you have a router in your house,
right,
wireless,
right.
That's what the specifications are for that. Currently, there are two unrelated devices competing for an unregulated frequency. This hasn't led to anything better. It's simply given us two technologies that won't work together. You know, I've heard somebody make that claim before, but I've had a cordless phone operating here with the wireless internet operating at the studio here, and it works fine. I mean, they've managed to make it work.
So I guess that argument's out the window.
Maybe there are some cordless phones.
Maybe there are some in the conflict. I don't know. Turning over ownership of the airwaves to the free market won't work. If that's done, what will happen either in whole or over some time? Over time, some large company, maybe Motorola, Verizon, or some other unknown company, would buy the entire spectrum for their own use. Which is why
entire spectrum.
Well, what he's saying is...
he doesn't know how big the spectrum is.
Well, he's talking about the idea of the FCC, who currently owns the spectrum. The FCC controls the electromagnetic spectrum, allegedly, and in the benefits of the public's interests.
But only the electromagnetic spectrum that's actually within the United States. Because... We have to defend Mexico's signals, too, when we're looking at radio stations and stuff like that.
So he's talking about the scenario where the FCC would sell off those frequencies and get out of the game entirely. I don't think that's what should be done. There shouldn't be any ownership necessarily beyond homesteading. If you use the frequency, then you own it, and you can defend that in court. If you were there first,
I'm for that.
Then it's yours.
Yep.
So your example's no good, Jerry. He says 800-pound gorillas, it would make it impossible for someone else to enter the market and to compete with them. 800-pound gorillas can outweigh and outspend any smaller competition, thereby leading to a situation where only the strong survive. Having one or a few companies owning all of the resources is not healthy for competition. But having the FCC is? Having one organization?
Wait a minute. Let's look at IBM for a minute. Would one have said that in the 1970s the IBM was the 400-pound gorilla of the computing world?
Probably.
Nope.
I don't know.
Back in the 70s?
Yeah, they were.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They've been around for a long time.
Nobody really made anything except IBM.
Now who are they?
They make some business computing stuff. They really don't.
They're nobody.
They're not much of a player in the personal computing. I know it's scary, but Microsoft isn't gonna be the power player in 20 years that it is now.
He says, we have that now. And
the world changes.
And the cable TV industry and having one company in a geographic area has shown it hurts the consumer. No doubt about that.
Yes, but that's a government-imposed monopoly. It has nothing to do with the marketplace.
What is the difference if the gorilla is a construction of government or a successful playing of the game of business? Well, when you've got spectrum, it's impossible for one company to put up enough transmitters to cover the entire spectrum. It's just impossible. As you pointed out, man, there's so much spectrum out there. I mean, if you're going to run a radio station, you want to keep it in within the band that the radio stations can transmit in. So Clear Channel doesn't have any interest in going outside of the radio band. What's Clear Channel going to start transmitting rock stations all around the entire spectrum of frequencies from 27 hertz all the way up to 2700 hertz? Give me a break. Does the FCC need to be as big as it is? Certainly not. Does it have the right to censorship? I would say no. Their duty should end at the coordination of frequency utilization and nothing more. Why, Jerry? You're talking about centralized control. You're making excuses for communism. Central control didn't work for the commies, and it's not going to work just because your members of the FCC are the ones that are in charge. And what you're going to have is government bureaucrats that are doing friends for their buddies and doing favors for their friends and punishing their enemies, just like you have with every other branch of politics.
I think that, you know, essentially what he's saying is the FCC should be there to regulate who gets assigned a particular, you know, area of, what do they call that, area on the spectrum.
Right.
You know, frequency. But
frequency range, sure.
You know, that could be really handled just as well by our court system.
Absolutely could. Homesteading's the way to go, Jerry. Thanks for the email, 800-259-5791. You take control of the show.
You know, there's a limited amount of land, and no corporations bought all it.
Indeed. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babcock with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the show. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. Not just any old photo, but one that's specifically taken for Free Talk Live. Get the details at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to James in New York. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good, James.
Holiday. Very well.
What's
Thank
up?
Thank you.
Actually, I was wanted to get back to the FCC bit.
Yeah.
I've read some great stuff on the bulletin boards, but how, I don't know, at what point does your property right, do you think, end? Like, as far as up? I mean, if you can't own the air around your property, how much, what can you own?
Well, I would think that it'd be a little much to tell, like, airplanes that they couldn't fly over your house 3 or 4 miles or whatever it is that they fly
you
up.
You can't. The only thing you can own above your house is what you homestead. So if I put up an antenna farm in my backyard and that's, you know, that's 60 feet in the air, I own that space. If I put up a big old tree, then I own up to the, you know, somewhat above the top of the trees. But if you if I put up a 200-foot tower, then I own all the way up to the top of that, too. It's all about homesteading the airspace.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Now, I did want to say snow penis one more time before the show.
Thanks for the call, James. 800-259-5791.
Oh,
speaking
God.
Of the FCC, here's a great little article that puts it into, it puts the idea into people's heads from the Associated Press that nothing would happen in technology if it weren't for the government.
Yeah.
Without the government, technology just would be at a standstill, man. Which, did you know this?
Can you imagine? We wouldn't have anything without the benevolent government, you know, letting us do it. And they just make it so easy for us. You know, the thing is our government wasn't nearly as big as it was even 50 years ago.
Here's the kind of crap that happens when the FCC is in charge of bandwidth allocation. Washington. House lawmakers approved legislation early Monday that would complete the transition to all digital television broadcasts by February 17, 2009. By the way, originally it was scheduled to be completed in 2006.
Whoops.
The measure would also allocate up to $1.5 billion to help consumers with older analog TV sets purchase converter boxes so they would continue to get service in the digital areas. They're subsidizing people so they can continue watching television.
You know why?
Crazy.
Because it is a right to be able to watch high-definition television. It is a right.
Well, actually, you won't be able to watch high-definition television if you use a converter because it converts HD down to regular definition.
I see.
But they're saying that the old signals will be going away. That's what they need.
Right.
That's why they need the converters. The date for all digital and the subsidy were included in a broader deficit-cutting bill that the Senate could take up later Monday. The February 17th deadline, the so-called hard date to end traditional analog transmissions, was a compromise between the House and Senate legislation. Then they talk about how their dates were different. The compromise figure of $1.5 billion down from $3 billion for the subsidies. And the new House bill would initially provide up to $990 million for the converter box subsidy. The move to all digital will free valuable radio spectrum, some of which will be allocated to improve radio communications among fire and police departments and other first responders. The rest of the spectrum would be auctioned by the government for an estimated $10 billion. Auctioning the spectrum. So that's what the FCC is all about, ladies and gentlemen. The FCC owns the spectrum, and they get to sell it to people. The reason why digital television is happening is not because they care about you getting an extra 500 lines of resolution in your television set. The reason why is because the FCC wants more money. The FCC wants billions more, and they'll get it because digital signals fit in a much smaller space. You can fit the amount of channels that we have analog, like 80 or whatever channels there are, into a fraction of the original analog space. Because old analog TV channels took up a lot of bandwidth. Because you got to carry a video signal and an audio signal.
Yeah, you got to have pictures and words.
Right. So they're going to compress it all into digital, move it to a different part of the band. And then that old, big, wide television band is going to be wide open season for the FCC to auction off and get money for. Now, who's going to benefit from that money?
The FCC.
Yeah, that's all.
They're going to grow the FCC.
Are they going to give it to children's charities?
No. They're not going to give it to poor little lame kids. They're not going to give it to homeless people. They're not going to give it to moms who can't find jobs. Mm-hmm. They're going to keep it for themselves.
Oh, and they're auctioning the frequencies, too, which means that anybody with a little bit of money ain't going to be a player, right? The people that are going to be playing in the auction are those who can bid the highest. So it's the antithesis of the free marketplace. It's the antithesis of being able to choose where you want to broadcast.
If I homesteaded a piece of that, I would do that for basically the cost of my equipment.
That's right, and buy a transmitter.
And then if Clear Channel wants to come along and buy it from me, I can or cannot sell it to them.
That's correct.
So what if I choose not to? I'm just going to be cantankerous and curmudgeon, and I'm going to put my Freedom Airwave stuff on the air. Well, I'm never going to get into the. I'm never going to be a player with it when it comes to the FCC. They're never going to let me have it. If for no other reason, they don't like my politics.
Well, here's another problem. The FCC has pulled the carpet out from under the existing owners of the frequencies. The people that had won the frequencies from the FCC, the existing television stations. It not only is this hurting them, it not only is it hurting the consumer who has to buy these things, except for those that will get the subsidies, but these guys who spent probably millions of dollars decades ago to buy a television transmitter and put together their studios have now been told, they were told by the FCC about, I don't know, 8 years ago when they first came out with the HD plan, they were told, hey, guess what? You've got about 5 or 6 years now to switch over all your old analog equipment to digital, because none of the old equipment's going to be compatible anymore. You got to get new cameras, you got to get new mixing boards, you got to get all new equipment, new editing decks, new formats, new everything. We're talking about multi-million dollar upgrades for every television station mandated by the FCC. What's that going to do to the ad rates for those TV stations?
It's going to go up.
Yeah. And what's that going to do to small business?
Going to push them out. And the big businesses have to pay higher rates, so we're going to consequently...
And who's paying the price? The consumers.
Oh, I love it.
Gee, we love the FCC. Yeah, control the spectrum. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll free 1-800-259-5791. It is your show. You can take control. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manly.
Even in these remaining moments, we still have time for you if you make the call. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Bulletin board systems there, Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, live streaming, more, all for free. And will continue to be free. But you, if you want to voluntarily support the show, could join up with the amplifiers. We've got over 145 people now that have decided to become Free Talk Live amplifiers. They've decided to step up from the ranks of listener to amplifier for $3 a month. That's all it takes. Price of a couple cups of coffee, something like that.
At Starbucks, it's cheeseburger.
Couple cups of coffee is more than $3.
Yeah. Yeah. So amp.freetalklive.com is the place to go to get the details. There are some perks involved. If you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, you get some neat things like access to our classic archives, Season 1. We're re-releasing an episode from Season 1 for every $25 we get pledged to the AMP program. So you can help us crack the next archive out if you go to amp.freetalklive.com and join the Amplifier program. Plus, there's an Amplifier-only call-in line that you get access to.
Some nice stuff.
Yeah, it's neat. And the long-term benefit, we're going to reduce the commercial time on the show. That's our major goal with the AMP program. Because commercials cost money, but if we're getting a certain amount of money in with the AMP program, we'll just knock them out. We'll cut 25% of our commercial time out of the show and replace it with showtime.
You know, the idea of the AMP program is that anybody can participate. We wanted to make it, you know, price it so that anyone could. And it's not the $3, it's that everybody sends $3. And that's what really makes it powerful.
Exactly right. But it's voluntary at amp.freetalklive.com. If you can't afford it, then keep listening and accessing our site for free. I want to focus back on this broadcasting because we're talking about how the government makes it all happen. Boy, if it weren't for that federal government, we'd never get HDTV. What? Are you kidding me? These companies compete. It's the nature of the television business for people to compete. I mean, gosh, go to Best Buy or Circuit City and look at the different types of HD televisions there. I mean, there's three or four different technologies to display HD. What, you telling me that we had to pass a law to make people go to color? No, the law wasn't involved in that at all.
Well, the thing is, you know, without this, couldn't... Now, I will say that there wouldn't have been the consolidation of the spectrum, mm-hmm. but that's really only benefited the FCC, no
that's
one else.
That's why it's being mandated.
Now, couldn't they just... put the digital signal inside their analog signal or somewhere near it, so then the new TVs would be able to picking it up right alongside the old ones.
Well, you have to have a special HD receiver.
Well, you would have the new TV with the HD receiver.
Most of them don't have them built in, but some of them do.
Well, then how
the reason
they,
why they don't build them into the TVs is because they're not mandated to.
How do they receive HD then?
You have to have a special outboard receiver that then plugs into your TV, kind of like a little DVD player.
So if I ran a television station, I could broadcast in both the analog...
Right now you can.
And the
right
the
now
HD,
there are stations
right.
that are doing
and
that.
And I would have position probably to do that because I could do it inside my own bandwidth.
I want to point something else out. The radio industry right now is toying with the idea of going HD.
Right.
But I don't think there's a mandate
there's
involved.
There's no FCC involved
right. I think it's just...
FCC doesn't care about radio.
I could be wrong about this, but I don't think that the FCC has mandated this. So the radio industry is like trying to figure... They're scratching their heads trying to figure out, okay, HD's pretty cool and it'll expand the amount of choices, yeah. but how do we get people to buy the radios? Are we going to have the National Association of Broadcasters coming to the FCC and the Congress saying, okay, we need a... $70 billion subsidy for everybody to replace the radios in their cars with new HD radios. Is that where we're going to go with HD radio? Do we have to have the government tell us what technology
I'm
to have?
I'm glad satellite radio didn't do this.
Yeah.
They just did it on their own.
Of course, they had to pay through the nose to get the access to the frequencies through the FCC, so that's why their rates are so high. We're going to be back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Till then, it's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
See ya.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.